a Sunday morning. Anyway, as I didn't have a social life, I thought I would go on the net and daydream about men I would never really meet. Strange, all those men looked, in one way or another, very much like Rob. All well built, all athletic, all muscular. Maybe they all met at the gym where Rob was going. So, there I was, looking at all these gorgeous men, when suddenly, I heard Rob open the door. My heart bounced. I tried to close the page, but missed the little red cross at the top of the window. "Hey, James, still up?" Rob's voice came from just behind my shoulders. "Still up," I thought. "It must be 10 o'clock. What, he thinks, that I still go to bed after the news?" Well, my thoughts did not match my words, as I think I replied, "What? You home early? I couldn't be asked to stay at the party," he said from just behind my head. I could feel his eyes on me, but I pretended I had not noticed. Party? I hadn't been to a party in ages, and even then people must have thought I was part of the upholstery. Party? He could actually afford to leave a party, because he couldn't be asked. Ah, well, I managed to close the window, but it was too late. "I can see well what you were just," he mocked me.